This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
What is going on in Delphi, Indiana? Specifically talking about the judicial system, law enforcement. It all seems like something out of a horror novel or some sort of a Stephen King book, if you will. No cameras in the courtroom for Richard Allen. No attorneys for Richard Allen, at least not the ones that he wants to have represent him. No jail either, just prison in solitary confinement, sitting in that box. And speaking of boxes, the jury box during the last hearing for Richard Allen, sitting in there, Tony Liggett and his henchmen, the sheriff, who one could argue rigged his own election and has lied to get charges placed against Richard Allen, which is now where he sits in that prison cell. It all seems a little bit too extreme to be real, but it actually is. Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, former FBI special agent, retired. Jennifer, yeah, there's a lot of things I just outlined there and things that I know we've all been talking about for weeks, but what is going on here in this small little town in Indiana?
Well, I think the big question here, and to me, the number one thing, whether Richard Allen is responsible for this crime or whether he is not, I think most believe, and I certainly believe, his Sixth Amendment right is just getting trampled on right and left. When he was in, well, he still is, the whole time he's been in prison, and during that time frame when he was meeting with his former attorneys, Baldwin and Rosie, his meetings were recorded by police authorities. And that is just wrong on every level. Those should be private meetings between he and his attorney. Now, some people might say, geez, Jennifer, you're a backer of the blue. You're a person who is generally conservative. Mm-hmm. I am conservative, but a conservative and a person truly wants justice for these girls. And the way Richard Allen is being treated, and the fact that they are not allowing even pro bono his attorneys to represent him is outrageous.
It is. And it doesn't make a ton of sense to me how all of this can be going down. I want to talk about the attorneys and how they've been pushed out by Judge Gull. But I also want to talk about what you were just mentioning, the recording of Richard Allen and his attorneys. This is attorney-client privilege. This is just basic 101 stuff. Why was it going on, and why does it seem to be not that big of a deal to the court or the authorities there?
Well, they said that they were recording it, videotaping it, if you will, for safety reasons. Now, this is so ridiculous. I can't even express, in all my years and all the interviews, in 28 years, I have never known of attorneys being recorded with their clients ever. Now, if you're worried about their safety for some reason, you can shackle them, you can handcuff them, you can even stage yourself close to the door, but you're not allowed to videotape and possibly record. We don't really know, but we do know that it was put forward to the judge earlier, and the judge did order to cease and desist in that activity. But what was the damage already done?
Yeah.
What was already known to authorities at that point?
I mean, there's so many things that play into some interwoven, and take Odinism out of it, but it feels like there is something someone is trying to cover up here, whether it be bad police work, whether it be I don't know what, whether it be that they do know who did this, and they're trying to cover for that person. I have no idea. But this string of just inconsistencies in how the justice system works and how they seem to be operating there is truly shocking. I mean, I think we thought it was bad in South Carolina, in the Low Country. This one is starting to take the cake in terms of just blatant injustice towards Richard Allen, whether you believe he's innocent or not. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. Let's talk about the attorneys for a minute that have been forced out and now offering their services pro bono, but still not allowed to represent Richard Allen. I'm not in any ways a legal scholar. I know you are not either, but I know you have some experience in this area. How is it that they can say, no, you cannot represent him, even though this is who he wants to have represent him. And Richard Allen could represent himself if he truly wanted to.
Right, exactly. And this is going to go to the Indiana Supreme Court and be decided, because the very points we're talking about right now are the very points that are being put forward. And that is, a person has a right to choose their own counsel and to be so represented, not a judge. The only reason a judge gets involved is when a public defender is appointed, which is happening in this case and previously happened when Rosie and Baldwin were first appointed. They have a list that they go down. They try to, you know, coordinate with their schedules. And that is how an attorney is typically chosen. That's how Rosie and Baldwin were chosen. Mm-hmm. But now, since she has forced their removal and they've come forward and said, we want to go pro bono, that's where the line now is completely blurred. She's not choosing from a public defender list anymore. She's blatantly saying, listen, Richard Allen, you can't have the attorneys you're choosing.
How is that even a thing? I mean, how is that a thing? That's the big question. I don't even understand. That's not how our justice system even works. Hopefully the Supreme Court can iron that out a little bit here. What, and the new defenders that have been assigned to this case, Judge Gull saying that she has great concern for the representation when it was Baldwin and Rosie, but now the new defender that is been assigned to the case, this is someone who just got off of suspension, correct?
Exactly. He was suspended. He's now been, quote, reinstated with very specific parameters, and really is walking on eggshells when you look at those parameters. Another thing that is quite interesting is, and I don't know whether it's a spoof account or not, but certainly if you go to Facebook, you could see Judge Gull is Facebook friends. It just looks bad, unless, as I said, it's some sort of spoof account, which it could be.
Sure.
But secondarily is the other attorney that is also been appointed. He boasted on one of his sites that he had six trials adjudicated in six trials cases in 1 year, Tony. Now, cases take years, really, usually to adjudicate. It's just preparing for trial, really understanding these cases. That really gave me pause. I don't want my attorney, you know, a fast food attorney. I need gourmet deal where they're looking at every inch of the evidence. And that is apparently not what's going on. So we got fast food service combined with somebody who's just gotten off probation for Lord knows what, because we can't find it. It's sealed.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.